working from home after traveling constantly. Passport in purse, bills and coins from different countries tucked in one drawer just in case. Adapters and converters to suit any socket, pre-packed. A fluid calendar, an easy-to-reach bright pink mini suitcase with a larger matching option depending on the trip. This was how life looked like for me not so long ago, just before I started my blog actually, which was March 2013. Travel has always been a part of my life, well, till then, or till now. What about you? Well, since most of us are staying home, working from home for the most part right now, countless planes are parked out and global hotel occupancy is on the balding side, the word travel has changed its flavor and glamour recently, to say the least. If just a few blinks ago you considered yourself a globetrotter and got used to sharing colorful stories to amazed faces with awestruck eyes, the script has officially flipped and you might be getting more nervous side glances than warm embraces right about now. Through music and a family member's then long-term airline career, traveling by plane became a norm for this former hot footer. To put it in perspective, I visited over 20 destinations so far, and some more than a few times. Places I've traveled to, I'll probably list them at the end. It's a bit too long for you right now. Let me get to the fruit of the message. So from growing up, traveling as a standby passenger, to flying coach, first class, and even sitting between pilots, plane rides were as casual a thing as a car drive. So when I went from walking around with passport in purse on an average day just in case a booking for an overseas gig came in, or when I needed a break, to then working mostly from home in Barbados, it was a challenge that I didn't greet with much grace. I learned that I wasn't as patient as I thought, or as committed to enduring the seasons of life in one place well. Travel was an adventure, yeah, but it was also a form of escape, so I could get what felt like a breather and return home refreshed with some cool pics to post online too, let's face it. But that technique only works for so long. At a certain point, I had to call it like what it was. I was a hot footer, always on the move, someone who wasn't committed to taking care of the tedious, but I more leaned towards the adventurous. Even when home in BIM, running a 24-hour vocal studio, I'd somehow carve out time for 5:30 a.m. snorkeling or beach walk, and 3 to 4 hours of dance classes 3 to 4 times a week with studio or coaching sessions and the occasional gig plus rehearsals in the mix. Somehow, it felt like if I kept on my toes that I would dance through life light, with no baggage or attachments to weigh me down, quote unquote. Sounds so romantic and free spirit-like. Come to think of it, people used to refer to me as free spirit a lot of the time. And as poetic as it sounds, I knew deep down that travel was both a part of my joy and job, but it was also a running technique sometimes. If any of you are travel fans listening, can you relate? Like, any of this sound like you, maybe? Let's face it, seeing different places, eating food with signature flavors, hearing different musical rhythms, shopping for items that are way, they cost too much at home, meeting fresh faces and speaking foreign languages is so much fun. But try doing that constantly, whether you're doing it for work or enjoyment, and you can eventually wake up one morning not quite sure which country or city you're in and not so enthusiastic about whatever the answer is. Or you can return home exhausted and in need of a vacation after your vacation or work trip. Or sometimes we can struggle with a sense of belonging from time to time. And we can also get caught up in price and people comparison. I don't know if you saw that article on Fortune.com. I think it was early this year, or maybe last year, 2019, and they mentioned that where I'm from, where I live, Barbados, we are like, I think we're number 20 in hundreds of countries in terms of one of the most expensive places to live in. So I kind of realized that when I actually put a pause on traveling, I didn't realize it because, you know, we buy things outside for the most part. Anyways, on the other hand, we can sometimes over romanticize about living this or that place or having access to this service or that currency with a sweet exchange rate. Maybe you, like many, were just about to take a trip somewhere before this whole curfew thing started, before this global crisis began. Maybe you're a travel influencer, a touring musician, or a travel blogger, and now you're not quite sure what to do or where to grow from here. Just a few pages ago, it was all about living my best life. And now we're all reminded that we are ultimately not in control of this world, and life is not a party. It never was. All I can tell you is you'll learn a lot about yourself, your tendencies, the way you connect with others, and what matters most in this global stay-at-home season. If you're anything like me, you might discover that you actually enjoy some of those things that seemed so tedious before. They seemed intimidating or time-consuming, like cooking, cleaning, gardening, or resting for refreshment. One thing I remember clear as day is how the concept of rest seemed like such an eye-rolling, almost repulsive word when I was a hot footer. I get it. Constant travel can look and even be glamorous to us and others. But please don't compromise your health and wellness to try to impress others or even yourself. A life of travel would have seemed so glamorous just a few weeks ago. Then, just like that, it became more dangerous, more stress-inducing and complicated than anything else. So much so that a lot of airports are empty, many planes are parked, and cruise ships are still lined up and bobbing around Barbados, within eyesight as I record this. You are more than the things that you get to do. After traveling for music work mostly, every weekend for 2 years, I moved to the quiet countryside of the island on a farm in St. John. St. John is known as the Farmer's Parish. And I started hiking, fishing, growing food, and blogging. That was March 2013. Now, my blog, which started with an audience of one, now reaches people in over 75 destinations. I did not see that coming. I knew it would grow, but I did not see that coming. And that challenge and that journey rekindled my love for writing. But most of all, it showed tendencies towards restlessness that needed addressing, and it reminded me to always remember the quality, not speed, of life. I also have more appreciation for the experience of having been able to travel and still look forward to visiting relatives and friends, doing mission work, just visiting people who live around the map, singing on stage without rushing from airport to hotel to stage and back. Once that's God's will, I hope for more well-paced trips that aren't only about business. So whatever my portion in this life, I want to be grateful. I'm still learning, but I'm very thankful for the lessons that came with pressing pause on a life of travel, to appreciate the discipline and adventure that comes with taking care of the home you're in and waiting well instead of always being quick to vanish when things get tough or repetitive. Had I not gone through that tempo change when I did, I was telling somebody that just this morning, I am so sure that I would have bitten my nails down to the bone right about now. Do I sometimes miss traveling, eating delicious food from different cultures, free fancy hotels, big stages, and speaking Spanish, hablando español, cada día in everyday situations? Sí. but we don't have to complain about the things that we miss, especially not now, because none of those things is a practical or appealing option at the moment anyways. So while we are where we are, let's be thankful. We might pout sometimes, but there's still a lot to discover when it seems like you're in one place. How about walking to the balcony to get some fresh air? Redecorating the least used room in the house or apartment to resemble a place you love visiting? Strolling or swimming at the beach during some part during the day? Or going in the garden to water those seeds you just planted so you can enjoy travel in a new way today? Maybe even try a recipe from a place that you have always wanted to visit. And when the curfew eases up wherever you are, if there's one on right now, or whether or not there's one on, just make a note to enjoy beautiful places that you might have missed or taken for granted before this. So if you enjoyed this podcast episode, go ahead and share the link with someone you love, and remember to subscribe for first-hand updates on when fresh episodes are uploaded. Thanks so much for listening, and have a sweet rest of the day. Ciao!